Good morning. It's January 7th, 2026. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This report focuses on recent institutional investments in Apple Inc. and the company's performance amid mixed analyst sentiments. As highlighted by MarketBeat, Highland Capital Management has increased its stake in Apple by 2.2% during the third quarter, now holding just under 400,000 shares, valued at over $100 million. Apple represents about 5% of their total portfolio. Other institutions also adjusted their positions in Apple. For instance, Azio Capital increased its holdings by 1.2%, while Custos Family Office raised its stake by 2.8%. Notably, John W. Brooker & Company saw a significant increase of 61.8% in their Apple shares. In terms of insider trading, Chris Kondos, one of the company's insiders, sold a portion of his holdings, which has raised some eyebrows as it represents a nearly 20% decline in his position. The chief financial officer also sold shares, which further adds to the scrutiny surrounding insider sentiment. Meanwhile, Apple's stock opened lower, down 1.8% at $262.36. The company's market capitalization stands at approximately $3.8 trillion, with a price-to-earnings ratio of 35.12. Recently, Apple reported earnings that exceeded expectations, with revenues of over $102 billion for the quarter. Analysts remain divided on Apple's outlook. While some analysts have reaffirmed buy ratings and set high price targets, others, like Raymond James, have downgraded their outlook due to valuation concerns. Despite this, Apple continues to be viewed as a strong long-term investment by many, reflecting its solid position in diversified portfolios even amid current market volatility.
This commentary focuses on Skeena Resources and its recent developments regarding the Eskay Creek project. A recent update from Simply Wall Street indicates that Skeena Resources has made significant strides with its technical and permitting updates, which provide more clarity on the project's economic viability and timeline. Currently, the company's shares are priced at approximately $33.50. Reflecting a robust 30% return over the last 90 days and an impressive 144% total return over the past year. This surge in share price highlights a strong market sentiment, particularly regarding the firm's funding and project execution capabilities. However, while the stock has seen substantial price appreciation, it is still trading below the average analyst price target of $36.40. Notably, Skeena's price-to-book ratio stands at an astonishing 47.6 times, significantly higher than the peer average of 4.6 times and the broader Canadian metals and mining industry average of 3 times. This discrepancy suggests that investors are willing to pay a premium for Skeena's assets compared to its competitors. Yet, this high valuation raises questions about whether the market is already factoring in future growth or if there remains genuine value in the stock. Furthermore, Skeena is flagged as trading significantly below Simply Wall Street's discounted cash flow fair value estimate of nearly $295, indicating a potential disconnect between asset-based valuations and future cash flow projections. Investors should remain cautious, as the company's success heavily relies on effective permitting and securing necessary funding for the Eskay Creek project. Any setbacks in these areas could challenge the current stock price, which appears high compared to its peers. In summary, while Skeena Resources shows promising growth, the valuation metrics present a complex picture that investors must carefully consider.
This report covers Citigroup's recent coverage initiation of Spire Therapeutics with a buy recommendation. NASDAQ analysis shows that Citigroup has set an optimistic price forecast for Spire Therapeutics, suggesting a potential upside of over 60% from its current trading price. the average target price for the stock is projected to be around $53.13, with estimates ranging from a low of $21.21 to a high of $73.50. Currently, Spire Therapeutics is trading at $33.06, and this forecast indicates significant growth potential. Additionally, institutional interest appears to be on the rise, with the number of funds holding shares in the company increasing by approximately 1.6% over the last quarter. The overall sentiment among these institutions remains bullish, as indicated by a low put-call ratio of 0.25. Major shareholders such as Fairmount Funds Management and RTW Investments have maintained their positions without any changes in the last quarter. This stability among large investors, coupled with the positive analyst outlook, suggests growing confidence in Spire Therapeutics as it moves forward.
This report discusses Archrock Inc.'s recent financial developments, including a new bond offering and earnings results. In recent commentary, Investing.com Nigeria noted that Archrock, a Houston-based energy infrastructure company, has announced it is pricing an upsized private offering of $800 million in senior notes due in 2034, with an interest rate of 6%. This move comes as Archrock maintains a solid financial footing, reporting a total debt of $2.57 billion and a current ratio of 1.56, indicating that its liquid assets comfortably exceed its short-term obligations. The notes are set to be priced at par, with the closing of the offering expected on January 21, 2026, pending typical closing conditions. The company plans to use the net proceeds from this bond offering to pay down part of its revolving credit facility. Additionally, it's worth noting that Archrock Services, a subsidiary of Archrock, has also announced plans for a $500 million senior notes offering, which will similarly be aimed at reducing outstanding borrowings. In terms of recent performance, Archrock reported its earnings for the third quarter of 2025, revealing revenues that exceeded expectations at $382.43 million. Slightly ahead of the forecast of $377.41 million. However, earnings per share came in just below predictions at 40 cents, compared to the expected 40.9 cents. These developments highlight Archrock's ongoing strategic financial maneuvers as it positions itself within the energy sector. This commentary focuses on recent developments regarding Consolidated Edison and other notable stock market movements. In recent commentary, Investing.com India noted that a mid-cap stock experienced a substantial rise of 7% after reporting a 42% year-over-year increase in revenue. Additionally, a penny stock surged the maximum limit of 5% following the launch of an artificial intelligence platform aimed at helping farmers earn through carbon credits. Meanwhile, oil prices dipped by 1% after former President Donald Trump announced that Venezuela would begin shipping crude oil to the United States. Turning to Consolidated Edison, RBC Capital has initiated coverage of the utility stock with a sector perform rating and set a price target of $114. Currently, the stock is trading around $99.32, showing a price-to-earnings ratio of 17.32 and a dividend yield of 3.42%. Analyst Stephen D'Ambrisi highlighted New York's favorable regulatory environment, which is expected to support the company's growth. However, RBC's projections for Consolidated Edison fall 1-2% below consensus estimates for the years 2027 to 2029, mainly due to a slight underperformance in earnings. Despite these challenges, the firm considers the stock's discount of 4.5% compared to its peers reasonable, attributing it to slower growth and fewer immediate capital opportunities. While RBC Capital sees potential for a 1-3% earnings per share upside from renewable energy ownership, this is not anticipated to materialize until 2027. In other news from Consolidated Edison, the company has announced the sale of its 6.6% stake in the Mountain Valley Pipeline for $357.5 million. This transaction includes various adjustments for taxes and performance assurances. The company has also secured a $500 million senior unsecured term loan, which will help refinance a portion of an existing loan due in 2025. Additionally, Consolidated Edison Company of New York is moving forward with a $900 million debt offering due in 2055, with several major financial institutions acting as underwriters. These financial maneuvers reflect the company's strategic approach to managing its portfolio effectively.
This report discusses recent institutional investments in VCI Properties, Inc. Data shared by MarketBeat indicates that Robeco Institutional Asset Management has increased its stake in VCI Properties by more than 22% in the third quarter, acquiring nearly 500,000 additional shares. This brings their total ownership to over 2.5 million shares, valued at approximately $84 million. Interestingly, other institutional investors have also made notable adjustments to their positions in VCI. For instance, EP Wealth Advisors raised their stake by 13%, while Advisors Asset Management increased theirs by nearly 8%. New Edge Advisors showed a substantial increase, lifting their holdings by over 200% during the same period. As for analyst ratings, VCI Properties holds a moderate buy consensus, with a target price averaging around $34. However, some analysts have adjusted their price targets downward, reflecting a cautious outlook. For example, Wells Fargo reduced its target from $36 to $32, while Barclays cut theirs from $37 to $33. On the performance front, VCI's shares opened at about $27.85, with a 50-day moving average price slightly higher at $28.83. The company recently reported earnings that slightly exceeded expectations, with revenue surpassing $1 billion for the quarter, a figure that also indicates a year-over-year growth of 4.4%. VCI Properties has also announced a quarterly dividend of 45 cents per share, which yields around 6.5% annually. This dividend reflects a payout ratio of approximately 68%, indicating a healthy distribution of profits back to its shareholders. Overall, VCI Properties continues to attract institutional interest and maintains a solid financial footing, though analysts remain divided on its near-term price outlook.
This report discusses the recent adjustments in institutional investments in Cboe Global Markets. Insights from MarketBeat reveal that Robeco Institutional Asset Management has significantly reduced its stake in Cboe Global Markets, selling nearly 30% of its shares during the third quarter. Following this sale, Robeco now holds approximately 438,000 shares, valued at around $107 million, translating to about 0.42% of the company. In contrast, other institutional investors have been active as well. For instance, IHT Wealth Management increased its holdings by 4.5%, while Apollon Wealth Management and Dorsey & Whitney Trust also boosted their stakes by 3.7% and 3.2%, respectively. These movements suggest a mixed sentiment among institutional investors regarding Cboe's prospects. Looking at Cboe Global Markets stock performance, it recently opened at $250.09, with a market capitalization of approximately $26 billion. The company reported earnings of $2.67 per share, surpassing analyst expectations. Its quarterly revenue showed a year-over-year increase of 13.8%, indicating solid growth. Additionally, Cboe Global Markets recently declared a dividend of 72 cents per share, which reflects a payout ratio of about 31%. Analysts have mixed views on the stock, with Zacks Research lowering its rating from strong buy to hold. However, several firms have raised their price targets for Cboe, with Piper Sandler setting a bullish target of $290. Overall, the average analyst rating for Cboe is hold. with a consensus price target of approximately $258.91, indicating a cautious outlook amid these investment adjustments and market dynamics.
This report discusses the significant increase in Dollar Tree's institutional holdings and recent insider trading activity, citing Market Beats data. Robeco Institutional Asset Management dramatically expanded its stake in Dollar Tree during the third quarter, increasing its holdings by over 1,200%. The firm now owns nearly 1 million shares, valued at approximately $89 million. This surge highlights a trend among institutional investors. As several other funds have also boosted their positions in Dollar Tree, for instance, TD Private Client Wealth and True Wealth Design saw increases of 164% and 372% respectively in their holdings during the previous quarter. Meanwhile, insider trading activity has been notable, with two executives recently selling shares. Brent A. Beebe sold 2,200 shares for around $274,000, reducing his stake by nearly 14%. Robert Aflatoon also sold shares, decreasing his position by over 5%. On the analyst front, there have been mixed ratings for Dollar Tree. While some firms have raised their price targets, others maintain a cautious stance. The average target now stands at about $119, with a consensus rating categorized as hold. This reflects a balance of optimism and skepticism about the retailer's future performance. As for the stock's performance, Dollar Tree shares opened at approximately $134. The company recently reported earnings that exceeded expectations, with revenue rising by over 9% year over year, bringing in nearly $4.8 billion. Overall, Dollar Tree continues to attract significant institutional investment, which could be a positive indicator for the company as it navigates the retail landscape.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.